The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, His mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Man of war, we bow before you. The one who has never lost a war. The one who will never lose a war. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for what you did on Monday. Thank you for what you did on Tuesday. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you are about to do now. And Lord, thank you in advance for tomorrow. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Lord of hosts, all your children who are gathered here, and all those who are watching all over the world, please arise and fight for them. Before this night is out, let every one of us sing the song of victory. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Hey, somebody shout hallelujah. Tonight, we want to talk for a few minutes on Move the Mountain. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 and 23. Mark 11, 22 and 23. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Tonight, you must hearken. Hearken diligently. Tonight, we're not just going to sit down and hear me preach. We're here tonight for very serious business. And so I'm going to be calling on you from time to time tonight to stand and pray. Because the elders have a saying, it is okay for the slave to escape. It's okay for the slave owner to pursue, possibly to recapture. But somebody is going to be free tonight. And we never be recaptured. Your mountains must move tonight. And the main reason you have to pray violently tonight, so that every mountain will move, will be because, number one, God said that since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent takes it by force. There's only one language that the devil understands. Is the language of violence. You don't plead with the devil. You don't treat the devil gently. The Bible did not say tolerate the devil. What God said in his word is resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Like I've taught many of you in the school of disciples, don't misunderstand the scriptures. When he said, be gentle as a dove, wise as a serpent, and gentle as a dove, he is not talking about dealing with a snake. You come in to your room, you open your bed sheet, and you find a cobra under the bed sheet, and you say, I'm to be as gentle as a dove. Oh, poor creature. It rained. That's why you came into my room. Have a good night's rest. I know you are misunderstood. You never bite anybody unless they trouble you. So sleep on. I will sleep on my own side of the bed. Tomorrow we will discuss. Will you be around tomorrow? Tell the devil, you are leaving me alone tonight. The way you said it, you will know you are not serious. Said in his word in Numbers 33 verse 55 he said any of the mountains that you fail to move, any of the mountains you allow to remain will become thorns in your flesh. Today, in the name that's above every other name, every mountain in your life will move. So I'll be calling on you to pray from time to time. And like I've always told you, when I ask you to stand up to pray, I'm only talking to the young ones. The elders can sit down and do their own praying, sitting down. If they fall asleep, no problem. The Bible says elders will dream dreams. No, they need to fall asleep to dream. And who is an elder? Anyone who is older than I is old. Anyone who is younger than I is young. I'm only 77 years old. So how many young ones are in the house tonight? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Okay. Now Jesus told us how to move our mountains. He said we must have faith in God, which means you must really know who God is, your God. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, Hebrews 11 verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. You must know God. You must know the God we are talking about before you can have faith in him. You must know God that he is unchangeable. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi 3, verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not. You must know that. Which means, whatever he had done before, he will do it again. Because he doesn't change. You must know God that is no respecter of persons. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. Verses 34 and 35. Acts 10, 34 and 35. Peter opened his mouth and said, God is no respecter of persons. Meaning what? Whatever he has done for somebody before, he will do it for me. Keep that at the back of your mind. That you are serving a God who doesn't change. That what he had done before, he will do again. That is no respecter of persons. That whatever he had done for anybody before, he will do it for me. And then he said, once you settle that, you speak to your mountain. In other words, don't bother to tell God about your mountain. That'd be a wrong approach. He knows all mountains even before they started. Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2 says, before the mountains were brought forth, even from everlasting to everlasting, is God. Don't come here tonight to begin to tell God about your problems. He knows them before you left home. What He wants you to do tonight is tell your problems about your God. Tell your problems about your God. Now that's introduction. Let's begin business. Suppose you are here tonight and you are sick. Tell sickness and say, sickness, hear the word of the Lord. It is God who made me. According to John chapter 1, verses 1 and 3. John 1, verses 1 and 3 says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And by Him were all things made. There was nothing made that was not made by Him. So God made me. Tell sickness that. Tell sickness, my God is the potter. Jeremiah chapter 18 from verse 1 to 6. Jeremiah 18, 1 to 6. God is the potter. I am the clay. So if something is wrong with me, you can repair. Tell sickness, I read in the Bible, according to Mark chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, Mark 3, 1 to 5, that if any part of my body has withered, God, my God, has the power to make it whole again. Tell sickness that according to John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7, John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7, that if there is something genetically wrong with me, if I was born with you, sickness, disease, God can recreate for His glory. Because in John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7, there was a man who was born blind, and Jesus told the disciples, this man had this problem so I can demonstrate my glory. Tell sickness that my God has enough power to cure the incurable. So much power that even the hem of His garment can heal. According to Mark chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34, Mark 5, 25 to 34. Tell sickness, He has done it before. He will do it again. Tell sickness, I know of a man called Naaman. He was a leper. My God cleansed him. And so when another leper came, in Mark chapter 1, from verse 40 to 45, Mark 1, 40 to 45, the leper said, I know my God can make me clean. Because he's done it before. He said, the only doubt I have is he willing? But my God proved to that leper that he's willing. Tell sickness, my God has not changed. What he did before, he will do again. He's no respecter of persons. What is done for others, he will do for me. So tell sickness that according to Psalm 118, verse 17, Psalm 118, verse 17, I will not die, I will live and declare the works of God. If you believe that, when you pray in the next few minutes, the mantle of sickness will move.